אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
We are reading selected excerpts regarding connecting the world in the last generation. We're in item number 20.
Let's keep going. This is the form we need to advance towards. Like it or not, by the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah or other things, but the steamroller of evolution is pushing us in that direction.
Excerpt number 20. The writings of the last generation, Baal HaSulam. The religious form of all of the nations should first obligate its members to bestowal upon each other to the extent that the life of one's friend will come before one's own life, as in love your friend as yourself. One will not take pleasure in society more than a straggling friend. This will be the collective religion of all the nations, and besides this, each nation may follow its own religion and truth. One must not interfere in the other.
There's religion and there are customs, habits, tradition. That's what Baal HaSulam wants to distinguish here. The religious form, where does it come from? It comes from above. The commandment of the Creator towards the created beings, that they have to correct their broken vessel that was broken intentionally, and it was given to them intentionally, so they will reconnect it, and by doing it, they will understand. In moving from deficient to whole, they'll understand their situation. That's why he writes, the religious form of all the nations, all reality, should first obligate its members, first and foremost, to bestow upon each other. Meaning that's the most important thing, the general thing, is bestowal to others. Bring the world to connection, and out of the connection, allow each one and everyone together, unified standard of living, a equal place, everything will be equal. That has to be. That's what has to be. And in such a way that the social life have to precede man's private life. This is the meaning of love your friend as yourself. If you have only one chair, you give it. If you have only one pillow, you give it as you remember. So no one of the society will have more than the weakest friend, meaning if there's someone that receives less than him, I must come to a place where I give everything, even if I go down in the degrees myself. And this is a religion that is general for all the nations, collective religion. The whole world will have to come to connection, and from that we will advance by desire or without it, through wars, or if each one wishes war himself and connects with the other. But other than that, if we attain such connection, each nation can remain in its religion or its tradition, and one should not interfere with the other. If you want, in addition, to bow down before this thing or that thing, it's your business. It doesn't interfere. The connection between us from the side of nature, because it comes from nature, it has to be strong and equal and tight between everyone. And besides that, each and every one can believe whatever they want. It doesn't interfere with the connection between us.
Africa.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is that with the interference you just explained, how can we prevent ourselves from interfering in other people's religion in our work in dissemination?
We are not touching other people's religion. I don't care who you are. You can be a Christian, be a Muslim, can be... You can have whatever religion in, like you have in Africa. You have many sects there that bow down to different statues, idols, thoughts, ideas. It doesn't matter. I don't care. As long as we are working on the connection between us. This means that love covers all transgressions. And it's not important to me what are you included of there in some tribe, some nation, some culture, education. It's all corporeal, popular. It's stuff that's happening on this earth, because in each and every nation has its own psychology. Like in the body of Adam Rishon, it has many parts, and each and every part behaves uniquely, but all these parts are in connection between themselves, and they work for the benefit of the general body. That's the important thing, that all of us as parts of Adam Rishon have to work for the sake of the general body, the collective body. Additionally, each one has his own functioning, life, his tastes and habits. There's nothing to do about it. You need to respect those things specifically. And above them, we decide that we need to have the good connection between us.
Everybody always wants to justify his religion. Everybody wants to find a common point in what can bring us together.
It's not about justifying or not justifying. The leg does one thing, the hand does
this, the leg does this, the body does this.
Every part
of the general body of Adam HaRishon does this according to their own nature. But the intention needs to be what I do, but for the well-being of all the general body. And then, love thy friend as thyself should be a general
because it's the love, the connection of bestowing to everyone in a good, pleasant way, when all the opinions, all the individual religions can exist. And I'm not comparing one with the other. I can't compare how the leg functions with the hand, or the eye, or the stomach. My inner systems, each and every part, even each and every cell in my body has a plan of its own, a duty of its own, but all those parts have to be connected in a mutual way, in a beautiful way that helps the function of the general body. That's what we're talking about. So I don't interfere with your functionality. Let's say I'm a leg and you're a hand, and you don't interfere with my functionality, but in our functionality, we intend to complete and complement the functionality of the entire body in a good and beautiful way. What's not clear here? Okay, Africa. Good. I'm very happy.
New York too.
Thank you, Rav. What is the rectifying factor that brings about the change Baal Salam's talking about? You know, let's say different places in the world where there's such a tremendous difference with those with wealth and those who are poor, or places in Europe like France where after years of being an empire and importing their religions and customs and culture to certain places, they're now overtaken by a foreign culture. How do these situations balance out?
מה הגורם שבסוף מאזן את כל התמונה, דוגמאות בארצות הברית, דוגמאות באירופה, מה הגורם שבעל הסולם מציין שבסוף יאזן את כל התמונה?
הגורם פשוט, לטובת הכלל.
It's simple. For the sake of the collective, of everyone, of humanity. It's not that anyone wants to be above someone else. But only when they understand that there cannot be the rule of one over another, it is harmful for everyone, it will not be sustainable, or it will exist for a while, and later it will return as a boomerang to the one who introduced that egoistic behavior. It will return to him. So it's worthwhile to, for all of us to determine an equal attitude to everyone and try to do it above all of our egoistic tendencies. That's it. There's no problem. We just need to understand that this is what can be for the sake of reality of the world, of everyone. And until then, whenever each one would want to make himself bigger at the expense of the others, above others, it will be to their detriment eventually. So the problem is very simple. As he writes, we must try to reach a uniform form bestowed to others. We all come to a standard of living where it's neither praised nor condemned. That's one. Everything should be equally accessible to everyone corporeally, and spiritually we yearn for the connection between us to be as close as possible in heart and soul. But on the religious matter, and you believe in some voodoo, and I believe in Jesus, and he believes in Muhammad. We believe in something that you can't even name, and so on and so forth. It's not important. That's a personal matter. For me, the general religion, what is he saying to us? Says the religious form of all the nations should first obligate its members to bestow upon each other. Meaning, what is the general religion of the entire world, of all the nations, bestow to the other? This is the correct religious form, and that is the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the egoistic form in each and every nation, because of that, they disconnected from the original form and all those egoistic religions were born, and that was the root of all the chaos in the world. But ultimately, we'll need to rise above our individual religions to a collective religion which is bestowed to each other. Nature will obligate us either through the path of Torah or through the path of suffering. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. We see that in our world today, all of the religions that follow their tradition and faith, they try and dictate the way we live, the government, the regime. How to separate this separation between faith and what is supposed to remain to the dominance that they want to bring upon people?
I don't know. I'm not a practical politician. I'm not a practical religious person. who is introducing religion into the nation. I'm a Kabbalist who is holding the collective religion, meaning the important thing for us is to bring about the correct connection between all the nations. That's it. So don't ask me how to do it in a specific country or something. I don't belong to it. I don't do it not in the country of Israel where I reside and not in other nations. We just learn that if we come closer to this in some way each and every day, then we'll feel good. If not, we'll have to wait for blows, the pandemics, all those things that will reveal themselves to obligate us to connect above our individual egos.
Better scrutinize Baal Sulam's point here. What he describes here is a form of living in a democratic modern country. That every religion can exist independently just to maintain an organized social life. It's not what we see in practice. So I'm trying to understand what's Baal Sulam's emphasis that he brings for what change needs to come.
The change has to be only towards connection between all people. That's why the general law of each and every country, and later between countries and all around the world, has to be the good connection between everyone. That's it.
PT25. Rav, we should still ask. Baal Sulam writes that other than love thy friend as thyself, every nation can follow its religion. How does this fall into place with fundamentalists that their existence is to ruin other forms?
I think they cannot be bad without good and good without bad. So we don't need to destroy anything, but only to develop everything so there will be a connection between everyone. If we develop the connection between everyone, all those fundamental situations, all these egoistic eruptions in human society, will also help us in that, because there cannot be any good without the revelation of the bad that precedes it. This way we'll advance towards the good that includes the bad in it.
So they will reach a balanced form with, if the general direction will be love thy friend as thyself?
They would participate in that as well, and without this bad that would exist in the good, we won't be able to reach the good. The will to receive does not get purified, must not disappear. On the contrary, above it, we install the intention to bestow. Latin 2.
Buenas noches, Rab. Pregunta de la decena. ¿Cómo separar la espiritualidad religiosa y la espiritualidad de la
cabana? Question from the 10. How, in dissemination, can we separate between what seems as spirituality and religion to spirituality as the wisdom of Kabbalah sees it?
We're not talking about religions. People can't understand that. We're talking only about the fact that despite our differences, our great differences, we have to reach connection between us or we won't be able to exist. Either we go to a world war and total destruction, or we'll find a method for how to exist in coming closer to one another in order to protect ourselves and not spend most of the capital in the world on war. Rather, instead, start creating these correct systems between us. That's what we're doing. We're not talking about religions. Don't touch it. Don't even say a word about it. Whatever it is, we don't touch. We're only speaking of love of connection, love of other, closeness between people and nations. These are the things that can maintain the peace in the world. That's clear. It's logical.
Turkey free.
question by a friend. What is the difference between Kabbalah group and other groups like Sufism?
There are many groups that are searching for an upper force, and they resemble the wisdom of Kabbalah. Let's say Sufis have a similar inclination. I'm talking about true Sufis, and I met a few of them. They're very similar to Kabbalists. They have the same method. The main thing is connection. Connection can only happen through the measure of love, the virtue of love, by taking care of each other. There has to be connection between everyone, the peace in the world, and so on and so forth. I traveled the world. I met with many Sufis. There were also a few friends from Bnei Baruch with me on these travels. It was very interesting. It was very pleasant to see them in this way. Meaning that we are very close to them. But today, nobody likes the Sufis. Just like in Judaism, they don't like Kabbalists. In Islam, they don't like the Sufis. They expel them from different places. They don't respect them, because they run against the fundamental streaks, nationalistic sentiments. They speak about general love, general connection, without such separation between one religion and another, rather that above everything there has to be love and connection. They speak like Kabbalists.
Moscow 7.
Бальсулам описывает один из принципов в том отрывке, который мы прочитали, который
describes one of the principles
в дела другого. И хотелось бы
that one nation shouldn't interfere in the matters of another nation.
Национальности или народу как стране целиком.
And what I wanted to ask, should a nation interfere or a country
have pride of its own, a foundation of its own, its own mentality, its own religion? So the rule is simple. You have to care for a good connection between everyone, meaning above all differences, love covers all transgressions. That's what we have to care about. Not that one wants to impose himself over others and hold himself higher. That's not good. What do I get of showing others that I'm stronger, that I should be feared? What's in it? Does that belong to a person that respects himself? Will that ensure his respect because he's strong? This is in the old, primitive, egoistic world. So we're not talking about how each nation wants to rule over another. Rather, on the contrary, each nation has to show how capable it is to come close to another nation and to form good connections without any pressure. And by that, to build a new world. We are in such states where gradually in our world we see nations, countries that are against the good connection, and those who have a tendency towards the good connection. And you'll see how these will lose and these will gain, because nature's general tendency is for connection. And those who are not in connection and they can't tolerate that someone is doing something against his desire, it doesn't let him rule. We'll see how these nations are going to fall and no one will respect them. There was a different time that the strong one was feared and then it was considered that he's respected. But this time has passed. Today, a nation is not revered for its strength and for its desires to rule over everyone.
Вопрос, когда Бальсулам говорит, ну он очень много говорит.
As follows, Бальсулам, he uses the term nation quite frequently in this article of the last generation. So when he uses this term, the nation, does he mean a nation of those who live in the same country, or does he consider a nation as something that lives within a nation?
A nation is a group of people. Who share a similar mentality. And as the mentality, they start to look for their roots and they want to become independent.
Holland one.
At the end, all nations will carry Israel on their shoulders, but won't they lose their religion and tradition by doing so?
That's not so important to me. I think that then, at that point, we will discover that all those forms, all the religions that exist in the world, they say there are about 3,000 religions and belief systems. I think they will appear as the different parts that are make up bestowal of each nation. It will not interfere, rather it will be revealed as a form that actually connects them. The important thing for us is to install the intention of bestowal above all the religions, beliefs, faiths, personal inclinations between everyone. Understand? Latin one.
Un amigo quería preguntar. Llega algunos amigos traen conceptos religiosos a la decena. ¿Cómo nos relacionamos?
Friends bring religious ideas to the ten. How should we treat that in the ten?
No, we are against all actions of other actions of influence and publicity other than love of friends, by which we attain the love of the Creator, the upper force, the force of bestowal, which is one for everyone. We're not starting to advertise, God forbid, throughout our groups anything religious. Neither Jesus or Muhammad or Moses or anyone. There is no such thing. We're against all religious forms to be publicized. You have it? No problem. You're going to go to your mosque on Friday and you're going to go to church on Sunday. It doesn't matter. Also, Jewish religious, it doesn't matter. We never speak of those things, only of the general connection between us, as Bala Sulam writes. we attain the connection between us through the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, when we draw the upper force that will connect us, all the other things, all the rest, we'll know later how to organize. They shouldn't interfere us. They shouldn't separate us. First of all, love covers all transgressions. And afterwards, we will know what to do with all religions. Therefore, until then, each one should get along with his religion. But just know that if he is drawing our religion, if he's drawing our groups to his religion, it's against the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we will not agree with its presence. So only one thing should exist among us: connection between everyone to the general religion, which is love of others, love of people, love of the Creator. If it's some individual religion of Judaism, Islam, Christianity, if they will be revealed in their corrected form, they will appear as part of that religion, which is the religion of love, love of others. And there will never be anything there against another, in order to oppress him, in order to kill him, in order to do something. There cannot be such a thing. So, let it go. We only work with love of others. This is the general religion of all nations. And we'll come to it, like it or not, we'll certainly come to it. Latin 3.
Gracias, Rab. Usted mencionó hace pocos días de que las religiones nos van a rechazar. ¿Cuál sería nuestro acercamiento hacia con ellos?
A few days ago that religions will be rejected. Should we come closer to them? Sorry, the people that have rejection from religion, should we come closer to those people or not?
We don't reject, we don't adduct, we engage in the connection between us. I can't hear about religion, I cannot hear about it because it's not important to me. Only one thing is important to me. Will there be connection between people and the Creator can be revealed there or not?
Nikolaev, Sochi.
Sochi.
Вот здесь сказано в этом отрывке, что этическая форма будет по принципу у всех, когда жизнь другого важнее собственной.
It says here that the religious form, the ethic form, will be in such a way that the other's life will be more important than my own life. But we only see an example like this between a mother and her child. And Bala Sulam writes that it will be among all nations. As if it already happened. What, he saw this form, it's just a matter of time?
A Kabbalist that climbs the spiritual degrees sees the future of the world. He's included there. He also sees us in a different way. We are in a state that is shown to us by our ego, and he's in a state that his will to bestow is showing to him. That's it.
Но это же невероятно. Это только у матери с ребенком, а он говорит, что так все будут делать.
It's only an example like this between a mother and her child.
There is nothing that cannot exist in the world. If you have the will to receive and the will to bestow, and the upper light corrects the will to receive with the intention to bestow, there is nothing that it cannot happen. Everything is possible. Wait, it will be faster than you think. It's only about discovering what's important. When I suddenly discover that spiritual importance is more important than corporeal importance, that the spiritual world is an eternal world, is more important than my individual world that is coming to an end with each passing moment, that even in the force of reception, I understand that it's worthwhile for me to reach spirituality instead of remaining in this corporeal world full of suffering.
Baruch, ken? Yofi.
Clear, yeah?
No. Tzafon. Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
What's the root of fear from connection between nations and religions?
It's not fear, it's the ego. It's pride. There's no fear there. It's only ego and pride.
Maktu.
Maktu.
Boker Tov, Rav. Mi shemichaber beinenu ze abure, shein odin yado.
Good morning, Rav. The one that connects us is the Creator. So how could people that don't believe in one single force be able to connect?
They will come to them, don't worry. Don't worry about it. They'll find out that there is a single force in the world, and that force dwells in everyone, and those who disagree with its dominion suffers, and this suffering will push them towards connection. If they'll be... And they will become even more of fanatics for connection, more than you. Where is our...
So today at 6 to 7 p.m. we'll have a recorded lesson, and then from 7 to 7:30 a workshop with Kabbalah La'am Bnei Baruch instructors. And today we're connecting at 5 p.m. Israel time on Zoom with tens from around the world.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. La'or shechoder achshav. Vas vienen y puertas no cerrarán. Por eso, amigo, debes aguantar.
Y es nayo, estoy es bien.
No destruiste tan bien.
There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already and gone.
Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима. Yashar el haor.
Adelante, adelante. Con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving. Until the sun will rise.
Sun will rise.
Продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лемших, кадима, я шалел.